Hi, welcome to Lectio. Thanks for sharing these moments with me. The first thing we always do, I feel like I say this every single time because I do, but I just want to remind you to set aside all the other things that are going on in your day and get comfortable in these moments that we're going to spend with God. Take a deep breath, clear your mind, let the stress out of your muscles, and just try to relax so you're not distracted by the things going on in your body and you can connect easier with God and rest in His presence. You are God, Lord, and we are not, and yet You love us and You have moved heaven and earth to have a relationship with us. We offer these moments to You and ask You to fill us, this space and this time, so we cannot miss Your voice. Transform us to become more like You. Our scripture today is from the book of Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. I'm going to read the scripture three times, three different versions, and after each time I read it, I'll leave a few minutes for you to listen to God's voice. Listen to His voice through the scripture. These are His words speaking. And as I read it, notice a word or a phrase that jumps out at you, something that captures your attention, that you notice. Doesn't have to go along with the main theme of the scripture, because that's not what this is about. I'm reading God's word. Part of His word is going to jump to you, connect to you in your life. So the first part is just noticing. And here we go. 1 Corinthians 18 to 25. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Jesus crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the power and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. I'm going to read the scripture a second time, this time from the message. And this time notice how these words or phrases, what jumps out at you, what God's offering to you, how that connects to your life. Notice, because God will bring that connection to you. He'll help you notice it. This is from the message. The message that points to Christ on the cross seems like sheer silliness to those hell-bent on destruction, but for those on the way of salvation, it makes perfect sense. This is the way God works, and most powerfully, as it turns out. It's written, "I'll turn conventional wisdom on its head. I'll expose so-called experts as crackpots." So where can you find someone truly wise, truly educated, truly intelligent in this day and age? Hasn't God exposed it all as pretentious nonsense? Since the world and all its fancy wisdom never had a clue when it came to knowing God, God in his wisdom took delight in using what the world considered dumb, preaching of all things, to bring those who trust him into the way of salvation. While Jews clamor for miraculous demonstrations and Greeks go in for philosophical wisdom, we go right on proclaiming Christ, the crucified. Jews treat this as an anti-miracle and Greeks pass it off as absurd. But to us who are personally called by God himself, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is God's ultimate miracle and wisdom all wrapped up in one. Human wisdom is so tiny, so impotent next to the seemingly absurdity of God. Human strength can't begin to compete with God's weakness. I'm going to read the scripture again, this time from the NIV, and notice in the quiet an invitation from God. First Corinthians 1:18-25. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligent of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. A stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. And now we've noticed, we've connected, we've been invited, and it's time in the Lectio to just rest in God's presence. I say just because, but sometimes that's a lot of work to keep our minds just focusing on God and not all the other things that we learned or thought. We can have a conversation with Him, but this is time just to be with God. So know that He's holding you close, that He's delighting in your company, and that He loves you completely and deeply. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from this inner experience with God to now the outer experience, knowing that He's still here with you. You're just looking at it differently. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer. It's hard for me to remember today how God spoke to me yesterday. Sometimes I remember, sometimes it was a big, like, aha moment, but oftentimes it's just a continual small voice that over and over, and I need to write it down so I remember, which is crazy because I'm like, the God of the universe, the creator of everything, is spending time with me. You'd think I'd remember, but I don't. But then again, if you knew me, you'd know that that's kind of the family joke, that I don't remember stuff very well. But nonetheless, I encourage you to write it down and keep track of all these times God has spoken to you and what He said. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go with God.